Biscuits podcast, providing etiquette for modern times. My name is Emma, and with me, I have Grace.
It's me. I expected you to say my name is Grace then, and I got a bit confused. I'm
Emma.
I'm still Grace.
That's still how it works. Yeah. Cool. How's things?
Yeah. As I said to you when we started this call, I'm here. And today, when everyone's like, oh, Grace, how was your weekend? How are you? And I'm like, I'm here.
Doing it.
Even to the kids. I'm not even faking it to the kids anymore.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
But do you have a good news story for us?
Like, I do.
Yeah.
It's like a 2-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. Not really. Anyway.
Okay.
So, we're heading to Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Where Finland was named the world's happiest country for 7 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And it wants to share its secret by offering free trips to a group of lucky applicants who will take a 5-day Helsinki happiness hacks class.
Wow.
Okay. I would love... Because, like, when we were deciding our Scandinavia trip, we decided to skip Finland because we're like, oh, Sweden, Norway, Finland.
Mm.
What's going to be too different? And I'm sad we didn't go to Finland. Anyway.
Yeah.
Since 2018, the UN World Happiness Report has found that Finland is the happiest country in the world. The report compares the answers to one of the more than 100 questions in the Gallup World Poll. The question is, on a scale of 0 to 10, where do you place your own life, with 0 being the worst possible life and 10 being the best possible life? The answers called life evaluations by authors of the report provide a measurement of people's connectedness with life. So Finland has fostered an infrastructure of happiness, constructing and maintaining the culture and the social institutions that form the basis and framework for individuals and communities that build their happiness. And it invites you to discover Finnish happiness skills in the enchanting city of Helsinki through the Helsinki Happiness Hacks in June. So chosen participants will enjoy a 5-day experience aimed at you finding your inner Helsinkian.
I mean,
which
there's a lot of H words in there when you're speaking just then. Yes. I was just like, wow, she's getting through it.
But I also have like the top ten list.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Finland, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden. Can confirm Sweden is my happiest place on the earth at the moment. So number 5 kind of confused me a little bit given all the conflict there. So number 5 was Israel, which...
When was this study done, I guess, would probably be...
It was this year. It was 2024.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and Australia came 10th. So we were in the top 10.
Woo. So happy.
Yeah. Super happy.
I have a sidebar just to put something in here. One of the people that I work with, he does casual work at our work, and his wife is Finnish, and they go over there and do like stints of there and come back and forth. And he said that it's so interesting because his interpretation or his understanding is that Finns are content with a lot of things. So like, for example... If you're in an office, people don't talk to each other because you're just content in just being who you are. And so when he says, when people say, oh, it's the happy, you know, people are the happiest, he's like, yeah, but it's not like they're outwardly happy. It's just they're content with what they have.
Like, which you're not going to go there and be like some happy Scandinavian, like, yoo-hoo, hello.
They're not having, they're not laughing, they're not out, like, they're not really outgoing with their joy.
Yeah.
It's just, he said it's the content with what they have. Which I found super interesting because I feel like myself, I always want more, and I don't know if that's just like because I just like to have more stuff or I like to do more things or if that's just the way that I've, you know,
kind of used to
just
growing up,
being.
Like always,
or is it more because I see other people have more? I don't know. I'm just very, it's a very interesting concept, but I just thought the fact that he said it was more about being content rather than being happy. He was his interpretation. So interesting.
That's cool. I kind of like that. Just kind of like, I mean, I feel like a bit harsh in the saying, like, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yeah.
Which is what I say to the kids a lot. But maybe that is kind of their, this is it.
Yeah. So just maybe something you could practice is being content with what you have or what you, you surround yourself with. So, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, cool. I like it. All right, enough about being content. Let's talk about winning. What did you win? What is your win?
Orange. Look, I'm taking a win that we survived term one. It was weird, one of those weird things where it's kind of short, but it's not actually short because there's a lot of stuff on. And I have 2 days plus parent-teacher interviews before the holidays, and I'm just very content with the fact that I get holidays every so many weeks, like between 9 and 11 weeks I get on holidays. So just very happy with that and knowledge that that's happening. So good times.
Indeed.
What about yourself?
Okay, quick little note. I do have a win. I had my niece's first birthday on the weekend. It was lovely. It was a very fun time. She's super cute. I got to see my other nephew, who's like 10 months old. Very, very lovely time. That's a win. But I have a whinge for you that happened to me about a week and a half ago because we didn't record last week. Mm-hmm. As soon as it happened, I was like, I'm talking about this on the podcast.
I love this is going already. Please go on.
I need a new passport. So my passport expires in July and I'm heading back overseas in September. So I need a new passport.
What a life.
Yeah. She's broke. accepting donations, please. Anyway, so super lucky. But I was like, all right, cool. April school holidays, I'm going to get my passport sorted.
Mm-hmm.
And just an easy thing to tick off and then it's done. Because I don't need it till September, but obviously I don't want to leave it till last minute.
Of course.
And then the other day, I don't know, something happened and I was like, oh, I was near Officeworks and you can get passport photos done at Officeworks. So I was like, well, while I'm here, I may as well go get my passport photos done.
Tick that list.
So I did that. It was a Sunday afternoon. The girl took them so quickly and she was like, probably somewhere between 17 and 20.
Okay.
And as soon as she took them, I'm like, that was really quick.
Did she consider really that I quick. Need this photo for like 10 years?
Yeah. Like, no, the photo was good. I was happy with it.
Okay.
But I was just like, that was so quick. She didn't really check it. Because you know how it has to be like a certain size and like the dimensions have to be correct.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, I'll take them. And so Friday afternoon, I have to go to like a different post office compared to like my normal local one because like only certain post office do passports.
Yep.
And so I get to the post office at like 4:30. There is a line like 20 people deep out the door. And I'm like, look, you're here.
Yeah.
You going.
Yeah.
So line up. The line actually moves pretty quickly, so that's okay. And then I get to the front. Probably takes me about 20-ish minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to the front and the lady's like, oh, I don't do passports. You have to wait for this guy to be free. And I was like, okay. So another couple of minutes, get there. And he takes one look at the photo. He's like, no, we can't accept this. And I was like, what? Why? And he's like, oh, it's too... You're not close enough. Like, it's too... Your face needs to be, like, this height and your face is only this height. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, just take these back to where you got them from. Say they weren't accepted and they have to do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I didn't get it done at the post office, so I got it done at Officeworks. He's like, yep, no, that's fine. They have to do it for free. And then, even though this wasn't a pressing matter, as soon as I was told, that's not good enough, you have to do it again, I had to, like, I late cancelled Pilates. I, like, sent Jack. Poor Jack was at work and he's just receiving these, like, long-ass, like, voice notes from me being like, rah, I hate everything. So, of course, I had to go back to Officeworks that night. I couldn't just leave for the night. I couldn't go home Friday night and just relax.
No.
I had to go to Officeworks. And so I get there. The line, because you have to go to, like, the photo center, and the line wasn't too, like, I got there and I was, like, third in line. I was like, sweet, this is going to be super quick. I might even still be able to make my Pilates class. And then, like, 10 minutes, it doesn't move. 20 minutes, it doesn't move.
Oh no.
And I'm just sitting here waiting. And the person in front of me, the only time the line moved in the first half an hour is because the person in front of me left.
Whoa. Not a good sign.
And so then, and they got to about 45 minutes and finally got to the front. And once again, the person's like, oh, I don't do passport photos. You have to wait for this person to be done. And so that took like another like 10 or so minutes.
Mm.
And then thankfully, before me, while I was in the line, I saw this guy take passport photos, and he was really thorough. He was checking them. Oh, he was, like, zooming in, and I was like, sweet, okay, I'm in luck. And so I finally get to the front. I was like, look, these weren't accepted. I got them done here last Sunday. Here's my receipt.
Help a girl out, yeah.
He's like, yeah, just stand here. You know the drill. And by this stage, I was, like, mad. I was just, like, I looked frazzled. It was a Friday afternoon. I just had, like, that 5 o'clock, like, face sheen.
Yeah.
And I was just like, cool, we're doing this. Okay, I flatten my hair, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah.
I get the photo done. It looks fine. I definitely look grumpier compared to the first photo.
Understandable.
It prints them out. They're a bit bigger. And then he's like, okay, cool, just come over here to pay. And I was like, no, the people at the post office said that you have to give these for free. He's like, oh, I'm just not sure. And I was like, also, you guys were the one who messed them up. Mm-hmm. I've waited, you know, over 45 minutes in line.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be paying for these today.
Yeah.
Have a lovely afternoon. And then I just turned and walked away.
You go, girl.
I just felt like such, like, badass. I was like, oh, my God. And then just, and like, no, I walked slowly. No one chased after me. No one did anything. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, sweet. Anyway, and then I took my passport paperwork to the post office the next morning. And I didn't realize that you're not supposed to stick the photo down. They're supposed to do it.
Oh, I don't remember doing it, so
yep. And so the lady cracked it at me. She's like, you really shouldn't have stuck this down with your own glue. We have a special glue. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't know. And if you need me to, I have spare photos at home. I can bring,
mm-hmm.
I can bring them back in on Monday. And she's like, oh no, I suppose this will just have to do. I was like, okay. Yep. And she like kind of cracked it at me. But anyway, I got the text the other day. My passport is already on its way back to me. So
amazing.
it's just like Friday night. I was just so frazzled.
I just can't believe you just were like, it must be done. Like,
yeah. It's just, I just get annoyingly just so locked onto things that like, yeah. I have months to do this, but I had to do it that Friday night. I had to get it done. Because I just knew I would have gone to Pilates. I would have been frustrated. I would have been thinking about it the whole time. I would have got home and I would just would have been like, just angry. So anyway, that's my whinge. That has sorted itself out, but my God.
I mean, I love it. I love it so much.
It's so good. That could only happen to me.
This week we are talking about how much is too much, which I believe we probably will have like little series of this throughout the year because there's lots of little things that I think sometimes people will go a bit too over the top.
I kind of like that. We kind of tick back into this one throughout the year.
Yeah, so we can sort of jump back into it. So this is the Easter edition, shock. And I just want to say that, you know, some little ears may want to listen to something different for this episode. So if you need to deal with that, go for it. And I will also want to say that this episode does not apply to those of faith because obviously you celebrate Easter how you celebrate Easter.
Yes.
This is for people who enjoy chocolate, enjoy the celebratory part of Easter that
probably way. The more commercialized part of Easter.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that's sort of put out there so we're not trying to be nasty to people who obviously, you know, how much is too much. I don't know. I've never celebrated Easter with, you know, particular traditions, so to do with religion, so I don't understand that. So I don't want to say you guys are doing too much because obviously
there's particular we have no idea about
parameters
that,
that we don't know. So for the commercial celebrators, here we are. So I want to tell a little side story and then we can sort of get into it. So my parents we've always done an Easter egg hunt, and I think it's very serious, and it happens on Easter morning, and we get the eggs, whatever. I think the most serious one was possibly in my late 20s, and I had a friend who came to our house, and he came and did the Easter egg hunt with myself and my brother, and there was like 60 eggs, like it was serious. So egg hunt, I love this tradition. I think it's so fun. I think it's really about, you know, a bit of competition, a bit of mystery. I love that, you know, generally people don't really know how many eggs are out, so you're not really sure when you are finished. And I love that generally there's still an egg somewhere that no one really knows where it is. And I think the simplicity of it is brilliant. And obviously you can do it multiple different ways in the sense that, you know, if you're unable to eat chocolate, you can like use plastic eggs that can be reused, whatever. You don't actually have to use chocolate eggs.
There's so many alternatives now for dietary requirements that
you can
most people probably fit the bill of some sort of alternative.
But I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be that way. So, you know, you can do reusable ones, whatever works. So the egg hunt, I think, to me, is essential, and there is not a level of too much with an egg hunt.
Because I'll asterisk. Yeah.
More people, more eggs is basically how I would end that sentence.
Yeah.
If you have like 1,000 eggs and it's like two people looking for it, yes, that's too much. But more like the enjoyment factor of it is based off finding lots of eggs. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's how I'd sort of end that. But you go.
See, I agree. Like the more amount of people should be more amount of chocky, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just like think back, like my dad and my stepmom a few times did like really impressive Easter egg hunts, and they had like probably 10 acres of land where we grew up, and so like they'd be like up around the stables and like kind of go everywhere. But I feel like I adore my little sister, but my god, she is spoiled.
Yeah.
And so like one year they did an Easter egg hunt for it, and like you could have fed like your whole family with the amount of eggs she got, and I was just like, this is like she's like a 5-year-old child, like this is a crazy amount of chocolate for one person to get. And then like we'd join in on the hunt if we were there, and like my family went, no, it's for Olivia. And I'm like, she doesn't need that many eggs.
Excuse
like,
me. I'm also a child of this family.
Yeah. Second born. Does that mean nothing to you? Apparently not. Anyway. But I also kind of love like a more competitive, and this one, like, I feel like the hiding has to be really good. Whereas like you might have kind of like, you know, all the siblings around and stuff like that, but only place like a small amount of eggs, but in like really tricky spots.
Mm.
Like, I love a more competitive,
like, I'd Easter say the egg Easter egg hunt that we would be doing for our girls would be significantly different to the one that maybe if you had teenagers in your house.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, yeah, your girls, you got to make it obvious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, but like, I know, like, I feel like, yeah, a really competitive small amount of egg, like, be like, there's 15 eggs in our property.
Mm-hmm.
Find them. And that way they can kind of keep track of, well, I'm winning, you're winning. And then whoever does win maybe gets, like, the 60 eggs that you didn't hide.
So I will also say that we also always got a bunny. And when I say bunny, I mean one bunny. We got red one tulip. Bunny and then the eggs, whatever we got. Yeah, red tulip, obviously. And then my mum brought in pajamas as we got older. And I'm talking, like, I still got some in my 30s.
Nice.
Because that's just what it is. So in Australia, where we live, it is coming towards winter. So if you have had a growth spurt or you've, you know, whatever, it's nice to get new jammies or you need new jammies, it's a good time to receive them because flannelette jammies are out. You can get Easter themed ones if that's your whatever tickles your fancy, but it's just a good time to receive pajamas.
Yeah.
When it's going to winter, but it's not really, like, you don't have a birthday or something. So I like the idea of a pajamas with Easter.
Yeah, that is cool. I've always liked that. Like, I feel like you talk about this most years, and it is, like, a cute,
it's so
non-chocky related gift idea.
And the last thing that I will say is generally lots of people have this time off because of a public holiday. And so I think having a lunch or dinner with family or friends is not too much. I think that's a good way to celebrate or a good way to acknowledge, you know, time that you get to spend together that you might not get to usually.
Yeah, I kind of have a note about the public holiday. Usually, I mean, for us, Easter usually falls in school holiday. So we
It has to be Victoria. In any other state, they don't do it. They do 10 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Victoria's Actually, no, that's true.
The only one that Victoria's follows is the first term always breaks at Easter.
Yeah. I feel like some years it's been at the last weekend of the holidays, though.
It's just it's within the holidays, is what I was trying to say,
Well, I didn't realise it was a rule, because, like, my brother-in-law is a teacher up in Sydney, and they have to go back next week after Easter, and then they break up the following Friday. Wild. Yeah. Anyway, so I've got noted here that, Easter holidays do fast fall in school holidays, but for most people they kind of get the 4 days. A few others, I feel like sometimes people can get really lucky if it's close to Anzac Day and kind of take one or 2 days of annual leave, but then end up with like 7 days off.
So good.
But I noted as well, I was like, good time to catch up with family.
Mm-hmm.
However, also it's kind of the first break that a lot of people have had since kind of Christmas time.
Yeah.
Like, we did have the Labor Day long weekend, but, like, not everyone around Australia gets that.
Yeah.
And so I made a note that, like, don't overbook yourself. Like, you can overdo it with their commitments. Which, I don't know, I kind of feel like Easter, like, I know my stepmom's family, they always do a Good Friday lunch. And when we were little, we used to go to that, like, if we were with Dad for Easter that year. But as we got older, it was kind of like, Dad, I don't really want to go.
We always and had kind of like, a roast. We had a roast on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, that's
ours was always, a Good Friday lunch, which was always, like, I don't know, like, I like fish, but theirs was just always some rank-tasting fish that just made me so sad, and I would just sit there and just fill up on prawns because that was the only thing that tasted good. So I did make a note that you can overdo the social commitments.
Yes.
It being kind of the first major break since, like, kind of the Christmas-New Year period.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of okay to say no to that, which, like, if I don't see my family for Christmas, they're kind of just like, oh, that's annoying. Whereas, like, for Easter, they're like, yeah, whatever.
You're like,
oh, like, okay. I don't know, it kind of feels like, yeah, a bit different.
It's a bit different. I think it depends on your age and, like, where you are in life. I think I still went home for Easter every, like, when I was at uni still. Like, I just sort of did it. I do want to pivot a little bit to how do I word this? Overindulgence side of how much is too much.
Yes.
Anyone who is a parent and you're on social media, because you obviously get targeted by certain things because you follow certain things, etc. I saw this year for Easter, people were having giant plastic eggs. Like, I'm talking like the size of my arm, giant.
Yeah.
That pops open and you fill it with toys and gifts and like, one person had a Bluey-themed one, which was, like, a Bluey, the Bluey Easter book, a Bluey soft toy, Bluey pyjamas, a Bluey, I don't know, what is it, chocolate. And it was, like, this thing that would have cost well over $50, and that was just that wasn't the eggs, that was just a gift. And I was talking to someone in my office today, I was like, isn't that wild? And they're, like, her daughter's just started prep the first year of school. And she was saying that, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing gifts this year. What do you say?
No, not ever.
What do you mean gifts? I'm acknowledging the pajamas is a gift. Like, yeah. I'm not saying gifts, plural. Like, I don't understand. What? Why is this a time to give gifts? I don't understand.
Not. You get a chockey and a bun.
Yeah. Load up on those, like, hot cross buns.
Oh, my God.
Get crazy.
So good.
But what, presents? I was a bit shocked at it. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, there's no, what? I just didn't understand where this has come from. It's just this thing where someone saw it on social media and they've just sort of taken it as like, that's what you should be doing and every kid's going to be able to get this. I'm like, it's just that thing of the line that gets crossed. And when kids talk about their experiences when they go back to school or whatever, you have kids who are like, oh, the Easter Bunny gave me, like, I don't know, this giant egg full of presents and stuff, and then chocolate. And then at the other house, they're like, oh, I got, I don't know, a bunny. Some eggs. It's just, I just don't think people really think through how the magic is meant to be. If you want to do that and that you say it's for mum and dad, that's cool. Like, too much for me. Like, I just think, why are you doing too much as it is? Like, calm down. But don't be saying it's from the bunny. Like, that is.
No, I totally agree with that. That feels, yeah. It's like, hard. Santa, load up. Sometimes he drops more off at some people's houses than others.
Yeah.
Annoying by him, but it happens. But the Easter Bunny brings chocolate.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just how it is.
Yeah. And even the Easter, like, with Santa, like, obviously, like, Santa can give a gift, but I think the big present should be from mum and dad because they're the ones giving it, you know what I mean? Like, it's just... Anyway, so there's some things that I've seen recently that I'm just like, what is actually happening? Like, I've just...
Yeah, I don't love it.
Like, we're all... Like, we have some Easter decorations and, like, you know, to try and make it a bit magical.
Yeah.
How much did I spend on all the things I've got for Easter this year, including eggs?
$30. $30
and
$40.
$30.
Yeah.
Because Mackenzie went over to grab get something, and I was like, you can choose something that equals up to $10. And then I bought $20 worth of eggs, and that's it. And that's all we're doing. I'm not getting mountains and mountains of Easter egg Easter decorations. Like, it's not.
No way.
We're not of faith. It's just something that we enjoy doing. I don't know. It just really bothered me for some reason.
Yeah. And no, I agree. Yeah. Like,
I just don't understand how it's got so big.
I don't even think Jack bought me a bunny last year.
Oh, get rid of him.
I got him. He likes the bilbies, like, you know, the lint bilbies. Yep.
Delicious.
Yep. So I always get him one of those, which is just reminding me that I need to do that this week. We'll get to the shops at some stage.
Yep.
I don't think he's ever got me an egg. We start buying Easter eggs in February, to be fair. Yep.
I mean, the consumption of hot cross buns in this house is ridiculous. I think we figured out Jeff is having 12 a week.
That's impressive. I'm going through a pack a week.
Because he gets plain and then he gets chocolate. So he might have a plain one during the day and he has a chocolate one for dessert. So, like, he's just
fruit really, on nothing, Jeff.
Like, he's just...
purist.
But it's just one of those things where I'm just like... I said to him, like, where's all the hot cross buns? He's like, oh, no, I finished that pack. I'm like, what? Like, I didn't get any. Like, who's eating all these? He's like, oh, yeah, I took some to work. Oh, I had some
dinner. Jack doesn't like the fruit ones either. So I just buy the fruit ones because then he doesn't touch them. Your gal's happy.
What a weird.
That is one thing you cannot overindulge in, those hot cross buns. Yes. They're vegan. They're full of sultanas. It's basically a salad.
I just think hot cross buns. And I don't think you need too many chocolate eggs. I think it's the way that you get them is the part that can be too much. Like, don't get me wrong. I go to the shops and the ability that I'm finding to not buy chocolate eggs. I'm just trying.
It's two for eight little bags. How can you say no?
I really bought for the girls. Well, Mackenzie, because you know, Ginny can't have chocolate. So it's just like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. What does she?
So we have. I bought some plastic eggs. So we can all find eggs, and then
yeah,
Mackenzie will swap out her eggs that she finds for real ones, basically. Yeah. And Ginny will decide on what she wants later on in life, because at the moment she
doesn't really dairy.
Like, well, it's not even like chocolate. We have given her some chocolate things. She just like sort of licks it. And it's like, nah, which is fair enough because it's not good.
Like, there are some non-dairy chocolates that are okay.
But she has to, like, no egg. Like, there's lots of things she can't have. Yeah. Anyway, so, I understand why she doesn't want to. But, yeah, I just think...
Yeah. Just wrap up little grapes in foil. Yeah. I love that.
What is this? I just think my main concerns were the fact that people were starting to get gifts. Especially from the Easter Bunny, which I was to be like, no, mate.
Brings chocolate.
No, mate. And
now, mate.
Yeah, no, you're not on it. And like, but am I against people doing, like, you know, a cocktail hour that's Easter thing? No. Am I against the Easter bonnet parade? No. Like, there's things that I'm like, get into it. Like, I really think celebrate how you want to celebrate, but the extravagance part is the part that I think is bothering me most.
Yeah, I agree. It's a simple, I was gonna say, simple holiday.
Yeah.
Chucky, bun, done.
Exactly.
That's going to be the title of this week. Chucky Bun Bun. Sorted.
Love that. All right. Well, that's all I have to say. Do you have any other points that you want to get across? No. Or you just...
Not really. No. I didn't have much to think on this one.
Yeah. I just had to, strong feelings because I just every time I went to the shops, I was like, what is this? What is this?
Yeah.
I will say that we did buy Mackenzie and Genevieve matching Easter pajamas this year.
Oh, well, that's just family tradition.
And they're just super cute. And
send me a photo.
They haven't worn them yet because obviously it's not Easter. But they were there when I was like finding them because I was like, you know, this is something that we'll do. You get pajamas, and obviously they're growing quite significantly each year. To find two of the same once we finally decided on which one we wanted was very difficult, but we got there.
That's the main thing.
Don't take them with you. Just go there, choose them, and just bring them home, and that's what you do. But I made that mistake, so learn from me. Follow me more for more parenting advice.
That's it. Alrighty, well, have a good long weekend, everyone, if you are able to get the long weekend off work.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.